Hello.
Thank you for calling customer
Hello.
support. My name is Jalen Kravis, zip code to better assist you.
33471.
33471.
Yes, sir.
And can I have your first and last name?
Lee Henderson.
Okay, Mr. Lee, could you verify your address for me?
1679 Indian Hills Drive, Moorhaven, Florida. Excuse me.
Okay, give me one moment.
Are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
May I ask who's calling?
Well, this is customer support. We represent over 100 online vendors. Once I get your account pulled up, I'll be happy to check and see what was ordered. All right, Mr. Lee, how can I help you?
Well, I was charged 2 days ago, 6732, and I didn't recognize what I had bought.
Yes, sir. Do you remember ordering a tactical bag for $5.74, shipping and handling on December the 17th?
Say that one more time.
Do you remember ordering a tactical bag for $5.74, shipping and handling on December 17th?
I started to, then I canceled it. I didn't bother ordering it.
It looks like the order was successfully completed for that tactical bag.
Yeah, it wasn't because I did it. Somebody did it for me by mistake.
Oh, is fraudulent activity on your account?
Now, tell me this. Why was I charged $67.32 because the bag was supposed to be free?
Okay, when I view your account, I show you paid $5.74 shipping and handling for that bag to be shipped out to you. That is a welcoming gift for joining our Factory Direct Savings Club. Every month, you are charged $67.32, and in return, you receive a $125 gift card to be used at our online web store.
Well, I haven't seen a card of any kind.
It's in your email.
Under what, how would I recognize the email?
It should be like a support email.
From who?
I'm not sure where who is coming from, but it should be in your email.
Well, like I said, I did not complete that. I did not tap the last button to do so. So I don't know why that went through. It makes sense because I decided not to send for that bag. So I want a refund of that 6732.
Well, yes, sir. I can give you a 35% refund.
No, I want that refund. 6732.
I'm not gonna be able to do the whole thing, sir. I'm sorry. I can only issue you a 35% refund. But to kind of help you out a little bit, I can apply my personal discount and get you a 50% refund.
That is not what I asked for. I asked for a
Yes, I
complete
understand.
refund.
Yes, I understand what you asked for. I only can issue you a 50% refund.
I don't quite understand that, because I did not go through the process to finish that order. Somehow it illegally did it on its own. I did not complete the order. I'm going to stop payment on your charges if I don't get a full refund. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Did you hear what I said?
Can you repeat that?
I said I did not finish the process to order that bag.
Well, sir, it looks like that bag has already been shipped to you.
Well, that's nice, but I did not order it. And why was
well,
I
sir,
charged?
Was there any, well, if you didn't order it, you saying that this transaction was fraud?
It's fraud.
Yes, sir. Well, let me get you transferred over to our fraud department. Give me one moment. All right, Mr. Lee, anything else I can do for you before I transfer you?
I hope not. I hope I'm able to get satisfaction after you transfer me.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day and a Merry Christmas.